everybody. If you get the weekly email, you'll know that this morning is a morning where we're going to be looking at our vision as River Church Maidenhead for 2014 in the light of the vision that we carry as a church to give everybody in Maidenhead tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. And here it is up here for you, just in case you don't get it, to give everyone in Maidenhead tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. And I want to look at that this morning in the light of the Reveal survey results that we had that I unpacked for you a fortnight ago. And if you weren't here and able to listen to that, I would so much encourage you to listen to that. That was a survey that we did as a church of our spiritual journey, our lives with the Lord, and how River Church helps us in that. And it's told us loads of amazing things. And those encounters, we want those encounters for everybody in Maidenhead. That's us here in this room as church family, and also for those in our community who don't yet know the Lord. And in here, these encounters, they need to be life-changing because they need to move us on in our spiritual journey. That's what discipleship is. It's growing. It's growing in our love for God and also for others. And part and parcel of that growth as disciples is our movement outside these four walls into our community, becoming a church that's left the building, loving and serving people in our community around them, around us. Now, the Reveal survey that we talked about has given us really precious wisdom as to how to make those encounters for us in here truly life-changing so that we really do grow as disciples of Jesus. And as we do so, we go and we make other disciples just as Jesus commanded us to. Now, in the past, as we've brought this vision to life, we've looked at three areas. We've looked at, we looked at our Sunday meetings, we've looked at congregation life, and we've looked at how we reach out into our community. And I'm going to take exactly that same framework today, and I'm going to talk about 2014. And I'm going to feed into that the wisdom that we've had from the Reveal survey. And what I'm going to be doing is sharing some embryonic thoughts and plans from us as a leadership team as to how we can begin to implement some things to catalyse every single one of us in our spiritual growth through our Sunday meetings and our congregation life, those first two. They're not all planned out in detail, but they're an idea of the things that we're going to be working on and a taste of the life to come. And then Dave is going to be coming and he's going to be talking about reaching out into our community. We're going to be celebrating what's happened in 2013. It's been a good year. There's been some great stuff been happening. And then we're going to look ahead to this year as to what more we can do as we work together as church family to give everyone in Maidenhead tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. So if you're a guest here this morning and you're new to us, you're very welcome. And you're going to see the inner workings of River Church Maidenhead in a really big way. Now, as I was poring over the Reveal survey results, which were like this, and I did it for quite a long time, I was thinking, oh Lord, there's just so many things. How are we ever going to do all this? And Sue Powell, I don't know if she's here today, she prays for me on a regular basis, and she didn't know anything about what I was thinking, and she gave me this picture. Well, in words, this is a picture I've put to it. And she said to me, Kerry, I see you with a wooden box in front of you with lots of drawers. And in each one of those drawers is treasure. There's no need to worry about opening every drawer at the same time. You can take your time over opening all the drawers. The treasure is still going to stay in them. But some you can investigate later. And I just really felt in that moment that the Lord really spoke to me and us as a team that actually the Reveal survey has brought up a whole host of things, tons of treasure, lots of little drawers. And actually we don't, as a congregation, have to open them all and get stressed about them all. We can work our way through them. You know, we're on a long-term plan here. But the good thing is there's treasure in them, their drawers. So we're going to get it out. So I am really excited about the future. I am very confident that God is with us as a church and he's behind us and he is sharing Holy Spirit wisdom and revelation with us. And as a team, you need to know we are up for the challenge of this. We're up for the journey ahead and we are fully committed to seeing this through with the Lord. aren't we, team? At this point, it's good to nod and say amen. Thank you for that. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to look at those three areas in turn. Sunday meetings, congregation life, and then Dave, community. So let's look at our Sunday meetings. I'm going to have a swig of water first. Our Sunday meetings are important. The Reveal survey told us that 83% of you come at least 3 or 4 times a month. And so we need to continue as a team to focus hard on making them the very best that they can be for people of all stages of their spiritual journey. So here's our spiritual journey. Brace yourselves, here it comes. People, you know, we find ourselves in any one of those here on a Sunday morning. We may be exploring Jesus, where faith isn't a significant part of our life. We're not too sure about Jesus, but we probably believe in God. We could be growing in Jesus, where we believe in Jesus, but we're working on what it means to get to know him. We may feel we're close to Jesus. We depend on him daily for guidance. Or we may feel that actually we're a Jesus-centered person. Our relationship with Jesus is the most important thing in our lives and guides all that we do. But wherever we are in our spiritual journey, we want Sunday mornings to be something that is a powerful discipleship tool for every person in any sector that they find themselves in. And our Sunday mornings also need to be welcoming to newcomers and attractive to outsiders. As a team, we have been asking ourselves the question, what's the purpose of our Sunday meetings? And we came up with 2 main things. The first one is to create a place to gather as church family, to give visitors a window into who we are and to experience who God is. And also a place to draw others into our family. And the second place is a place where we are challenged and inspired to grow in our relationship with Jesus. And the Reveal survey told us that actually we want that challenge and we want to be helped to grow. So just looking at those, that family one, drawing others into our family and being family together is so important. The Reveal survey, one of the statements there was a big agreement with was, help me feel like I belong. And what I really want us to do and make inroads in over this next year is to create a culture and an expectation here on a Sunday morning that we're here as a shop window and as a family drawing people in. It's not a time we come in on a Sunday morning and we just meet up with our friends and make diary dates and catch up. You know what? The week's for doing that. On Sundays, we're here to look out for one another as family. It can't be that there's anybody sitting waiting for somebody to talk to them. There was this morning a lady sitting on her own who I've talked to who said, I've just missed out on my own here. It's really important people are welcome. Great welcome at the door. But not any further. That we can't have that. There can't be anybody sitting here on a Sunday hasn't got somebody talking to them unless they're seriously grumpy and want to be on their own. You know, in leadership team, we said our goal is to come on a Thursday morning. A Sunday morning, we come intentionally to speak to people we don't know. And not just newcomers, but people who we haven't spoken to for a while. You know, so that all of us are being gathered in. What I'd like to do is try to create a welcome plus team, which is kind of, we have a great welcome team at the door. We have fantastic small group leaders, but there's a gap to be bridged, that kind of getting people, welcoming them at the door and kind of bringing them into family life. And I love to have a team of people who would just be the people who for a couple of months get alongside new people, have them back for Sunday lunch, make sure they introduce them to people, get them involved in a welcome evening and ultimately to a small group, introduce them to us as leaders. That's one of my dreams and I'd really like us to see us working on that in the year ahead. Being challenged and inspired to grow. The Reveal survey told us a lot of interesting things. We want to be challenged. We want to develop in our relationship with Jesus. We want help to understand the Bible in depth. We need encouragement in our personal spiritual disciplines, in building a prayer life, and that some of the crucial beliefs and attitudes that are really important for our growth need reinforcing, and we need to understand some of them more. So that challenge and inspiration to grow, teaching on a Sunday morning is one, just one of the ways that some of those things can happen. What I want to do is get together a teaching team, people who regularly teach, to look carefully at what we teach and how we teach it, to examine our teaching models. We've tried to be a lot more creative recently in the way we teach, but we want to really look at how we can do that. moving on further from where we are already and drawing everyone on at all stages of their spiritual journeys. We want to be creative and we want to be purposeful in the way that we share on a Sunday morning. And also on a Sunday morning, you know, my heart is just to bring the presence of God in here in an even greater way than we have already. That will be something that causes us to grow, that challenges us and causes us to grow. So there are three things that we're working on at the moment. I'm really wanting to look into the prayer into prayer and the prophetic. And we're working with Jan at the moment to develop a new prayer expression for Sunday mornings, where actually there's a place where we can all encounter Jesus powerfully. I'm not going to say any more about that. You've got to wait till just before Easter, but that is really exciting. I'm also looking to raise up a prayer champion, someone who can think creatively about ways to help us grow in our prayer life. One of the statements of the Reveal survey that came over was, help me grow, help me develop a prayer life. I've been sending out emails this week, the extreme weather prayer guy, but things like that just help us grow in our prayer relationship with Jesus. So all creative ways like that I'd love us to be thinking about. So prayer and the prophetic is one way to really host the presence of God. Another is worship. And I am delighted, truly delighted, that Angela is beginning to work with us more. She's coming along, sitting with us on the leadership team. I can't even see her. Angela, where have you vanished to? Wave at me, woman. Are you there? She's coming, sitting with us as a leadership team with a view to joining. We're seeing how that's all working. But Angela is going to champion worship for us in Maidenhead. Which is just so, so good. She brings Holy Spirit life in abundance. And Angela has a new venture. Come up here, my girl. That she's going to be launching with us, which is so fantastic, to create a venture to teach us, to draw us into hearing from God and worshiping personally.
So it'll be called Stop, Rest and Listen.
Not Stop, Rest and Listen.
Stop, rest and listen. And it basically does what it says on the tin. It will be a place for you to come and just encounter. And it will be a place where you can just rest in his presence. And we will do a few things. We will do meditating on scripture, listening to the Holy Spirit tell you what he thinks you need to get out of it. It won't be me saying, this is what the Lord says. It will be you having a place to just stop, rest, and listen, and receive. So bring a blanket and a pillow because we'll also be getting cozy with God.
So yeah, the first, they're going to be bi-monthly, alternate with the deeper meetings, the wider church deeper meetings, and the first one Sunday, the 2nd of March, at Angela's house. And I'm just really excited at everything. Angela's going to be leading worship after Easter more in Maidenhead, so we can really begin to develop a real heart of worship here in this congregation. So that's prayer and prophetic, that's worship. And another thing we want to see is the release of the dynamic power of God. That's one of our values, isn't it? Goodness, openness, love. Dynamic power of God, gold. And you know, if you were here last week with Jill Gifford, whatever you thought of that meeting and the talk and whether it rang your bell or not, there's no denying the dynamic power of God was here, moving with people. And you know, we just want to see people touched by the Lord. So we want to go after that as a team. We want to be able to create space in our meetings for that kind of thing to happen. So that's really an important thing for us as body to grow in. It won't be us doing it. It's us all as body growing and really pressing into seeing God move in people's lives in a powerful way. Just drawing breath. Letting you draw breath. It's a bit blur, isn't it, this morning? The other key thing about Sunday mornings that came out was kids ministry. This was the top priority for River Church out of the Reveal survey. Provide strong children's programs. And we know that that's been something that we've been struggling with, we've been working with, we've been trying to push through. And we're making some good progress, guys. Sadie has brought in over the last year the True Bible program. And when we brought that in, it was not going to be the easiest, but it was the best. And it's taken us a year. That's for our under-11s. And it's taken us a year to really get to grips with that. Sadie has been training people and delivering it. And she's got some great team members. In our flow team, our 5 to 11s, we've got great people come on board to help. We've got Jonathan and Sadie. We've got Matt Oldham, Rachel O'Denny, Ruben, who've all come and stepped up to help be trained and lead our young people. And it's going really well. They're also drawing in some of the edge guys. Mike Jordan's doing it. Rachel Barnes, Josh O'Denny. It's good. It's really good. There's life there. Our edge guys are 11 plus. We know this has been a weak area in the past. We now have Sam here more on Sunday. She's with the kids now. We have Beth, who's come as an intern, who's doing a phenomenal job of bringing the presence of God to our kids. You want to hear that girl? She's on fire for Jesus. And she's spending time with our 11 pluses. I get inspired every time I'm with her. She's amazing. And she's looking to do that long term, which is a fantastic thing to develop. And we now have Mark and Ruth from the leadership team who are weighing in and getting involved with our edge guys, bringing a weight and a sort of a maturity that the younger guys are really able to work with. So that is just fantastic. And plans are afoot to employ a four-day-a-week youth worker. Can't say much more. But they are. So just watch this space. But it's high, high, high on our agenda, not just as River Church Maidenhead, but as River Church as a network. But you know, guys, Sunday meetings are only a part of our life with Jesus. They're really important. But remember what Reveal showed us. Our relationship needs to be with Jesus and not the church. It's really easy for the only real expression of our walk with God is to be through our church activities. And we need to be investing in our relationship with Jesus ourselves, in our own time and our own space. So all these ideas I've shared are great, but actually they're just there to help us grow in our relationships with Jesus, not to make us meeting junkies, coming along here on Sunday for a boost that gets us through the week. You know, through the week is us and Jesus, and Sundays is like just another strand running through that. So that's kind of an overview of Sunday meetings, and we're going to be taking them really seriously, but like I said, they're not our spiritual life, all told. And another really important aspect is our congregation life. Now, Reveal, there were some really interesting statements that got high agreement. Oh, look, see, it's died on me. Look, horrible thing, does it? Graham, can I have two clicks, please? Help me feel like I belong. Provide me with a chance to grow with others. They were two really important statements. And the question I'd like everybody to ask themselves is this. Am I part of a smaller community within River Maidenhead that helps me grow in my relationship with Jesus? Am I part of a smaller community within River that helps me grow in my relationship with Jesus? That is so important to help us feel like I belong, to help us give us a chance to grow with others. All the Reveal research shows that small groups, or their equivalent, are essential to our growth, because they answer those two heart cries. So our small groups are great, and our small groups got great scorings. I told you that. You know, the small group leaders, well done, guys. You are amazing. We're going to be investing in the small groups, really training and supporting the leaders, valuing them as leaders within our congregation, because they are. They are leaders within our congregation. We're going to be bringing ideas for content. We're going to be looking at ways to follow through messages from Sunday through the small groups. So small groups can go into them in more depth. People can really begin to get food from what's coming out in the teaching. Potentially every so often doing a common course for a few weeks that everybody right across the church does on a specific thing. Maybe special interest things that particular small groups might say, we're really interested in the Grace course, so we'll introduce that into that particular group. Giving them autonomy, but also bringing a unity of message at times that will really bind us as a church and help us to grow deep, go deep with Jesus. We're also going to look at having short-term small groups. So it may be focused around a particular course. Somebody's feeling, well, actually, I can't sign up for 10 years every Wednesday evening, but I could sign up to 8 weeks of a Wednesday evening. Okay, we've got a short-term course. Sign up for that. That's your short-term small group. Sometimes they turn into long-term small groups, but that's good. What I'd really like you to do is, if you'd like to be in a small group, or actually maybe you might not like to, but you'd now feel challenged to be, come and talk to me. Come and talk to me. We've got people wanting to start new small groups. Alejandra has approached me. She'd like to start a new small group. If I have people, I will find leaders. We will grow together. One key thing that I really want to launch is we had 20%+ people say they felt stalled in their relationship with Jesus. That's fine to feel that, but 20%+ people is quite a lot. It was 23% or something, higher than average. And what we'd like to do, we have a Growing in God course at the moment that runs, which is largely for kind of newer people into the church. I'd like to launch a Growing Afresh in God course, which is going to be specifically for people who are feeling they're a bit stalled, just want a bit of oomph to get going in their spiritual lives. I'm working with Colin at the moment to get some material together for that. We're working with Elaine on the Growing in God course to replace some of those sections and put some others in, specifically designed to catalyse people to grow. And I'm hoping to launch that just after Easter. Come along to that. Don't be complacent. Take the opportunity. Ben, on the leadership team, won't mind me saying this, but he felt stalled in his spiritual life, and so he went on the current Growing in God course, specifically for that reason, to give him a bit of a boot. And it did, didn't it, Ben? Ben is now on the leadership team. Yeah, you could all be on the leadership team. Ben's now on the leadership team, and he's growing as a leader in his own right, but that's all because he was like, do you know what? I need to do something. I just feel a bit stalled. So if that's you, have a think about that. Let me know. We'll be launching that. It will be good food for your souls, I guarantee. And, no, Graham, next one. Another key statement was, help me grow in my relationship with Jesus. I'd like to bring in a culture of mentoring across the church. I'd like that to be peer mentoring, where we mentor one another in specific relationships. We help one another grow. There may need to be specific mentoring situations where we're training people up in leadership, but all of us have relationships where we're growing and being challenged to grow. And difficulties get in the way of our growth. Let's just be honest. We have problems. We have difficulties. And our pastoral care takes place within spiritual friendships, within small groups. We also want to have a pastoral team of people trained who can just come in for a period of time to walk alongside people, so it's not ad hoc. So that's another thing that we're looking at. Jan shared a fantastic picture with me. I liked this, Jan. There's a flock of sheep, there's a vet, and there's a shepherd. And this is the flock of sheep. And within the flock of sheep, there's a lot of care goes on, a lot of looking after goes on, within friendships, within small groups, within, you know, just stuff where you connect with one another. That's your flock. But every so often, somebody in the flock, one of the sheep, needs a vet. So the vet comes in and takes care of that sheep for a while and then releases it back into the flock. But there's the shepherd. And the shepherd is Jesus. He's the one who we point people to all the time. Back to Jesus. Back to Jesus. He's the shepherd of the flock. I really, really liked that. So that's a really good picture, perhaps, for you to take away. And this leads me on to Dave. We want to be, third one, reaching out into our community, a church that has left the building. So I'm going to hand over to Dave, the fantastic Dave, part of the leadership team, who I love. Off you go, mate.
Great. Thank you, Kerry. How are we doing? Taking it all in? Some really good stuff, some really challenging stuff. I'm going to throw some more good stuff and challenge you even more. What we've heard from Kerry is fantastic, and there's even more that's part of our vision, and there's even more that's part of God's heart that isn't just for the people who call themselves part of River Church right now. So I'd like to spend a bit of time focusing on them. Graham, if you could cue up my presentation. We have a vision for our community, and it's a vision that is everyone having a life-changing encounter with Jesus, not just the people who come through the doors of the church. Where our hope is that the people that don't yet come through the doors of the church can say the words of John the Apostle in 1 John 4:16, so we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. That's what we want. That's what we want for people who don't know Jesus yet. That they say, we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. I want to talk about that, but actually before we look at what our vision is for the community, we need to have a vision for ourselves in the community. And Kerry actually launched that just then in that previous slide. Kerry, I call it your I Have a Dream speech. So I remember it was a River Together where all the four congregations come, churches come together. I was sitting up on the stage because we were having the stage, and Kerry said, at Maidenhead, we want to be a church that has left the building. And in my spirit, I said, amen. And I know a lot of other people said amen. So our vision as a church is that we would be a church that has left the building. And that's still our vision for River Church Maidenhead. It's a vision for us as a body of believers, but it's actually a vision that we hold for us individually as well. How can we be individual churchgoers who have left the building in the way that we live out our faith in Jesus? So first of all, before I make sense of this picture, you're going, what is he doing? And I will explain this. First of all, I want to take an opportunity to look back at 2013 and look back at and celebrate the good things that we've done together as a church. Guys, we've come together and we've given people glimpses of heaven. We've given them snapshots of our Father's heart and touch points with the Holy Spirit. A picture of who Jesus is. Play the video. Move to the next one. We have brought Jesus' love and his hope to people in really fantastic, creative and fun ways. I want to honour all of you who've been part of the Larchfield Festival, Larchfield Easter Egg Extravaganza, Santa's on the High Street, the Larchfield Christmas Party with Open Table. These have been events, touch points, that have gathered large numbers of people and given them that glimpse of Jesus' love for them. And it's fantastic, and I want to say thank you. And what's more, also, one of the things that struck me looking at this video, and I can sometimes forget about it being very focused on what we're doing moving outwards, is, do you know what? We have a lot of fun together. I don't know if anyone else found that. Who else found being part of the Larchfield Festival or Santa's on the High Street just good fun? And actually, it's a great way for us to get to know each other and to realize that we're not alone. We're not alone in trying to live out our faith in a way that makes sense to people who don't know Jesus. We're not alone. And there's power when we do it together. I also want to celebrate the week in, week out things that happen. That aren't the big showy things that we do at touch points in the year, but that happen as a result of a smaller handful of people who just carry a burden for those who don't know Jesus. They carry it and they're determined to move it through. So, Graham, whiz through. These, I had a picture when I was thinking and praying about this, and I see that these activities, these things that we're doing, they're like wells that we are building. No, not you, Sarah and Ben. Different kind of wells. They are wells that we are planting where people can come and draw living water. Isaiah 12:3 says, "With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, 'Give thanks to the Lord.'" And sorry, just go back one, Graham. And by running being part of Larkshire Festival and the extravaganza, by running the events and about the things that happen week in, week out, we are building wells where people can come and experience the living water of Jesus. And do you know what? We are all wells, but it can be tough being a well on your own. And the great thing about these is we can come and build a well together. So I want to celebrate those. So whizzing through, I want to celebrate Larchfield Festival. Thank you for everyone who was part of that event this summer. Next. I want to celebrate Larchfield Open Table. Linda, I don't know if you're here. Linda, you do an amazing job. Really, really amazing job. You are one of those people that carry the burden. Thank you. Next. Larchfield Easter Extravaganza was a one-off event. There you are, Angela. Oh, yes, it is Angela in the bunny outfit, in case you thought she could get away with it because people can't see her face. That was probably one of my highlights of the year, actually, for community outreach, Angela, you in that suit. Thank you for all of you who are part of that event. We're going to be doing something very similar again this year. Next. Larchfield Ladybirds, led by my fantastic wife, Laura, and several of you joining in. That's a weekly mums and toddlers group running in Larchfield. Next. Healing on the Streets. Kerry and your team, you've been doing an amazing job of just keeping that connection with people and giving them an encounter with Jesus on our high street. Thank you. Next. Santa's on the High Street. Our fun, exciting, razzle-dazzle chance to bless people in the few days before Christmas. Thank you for everyone who was part of that again this year. Next. Alpha. Chris, I want to honor you. It's not big, it's not flashy, but you do it. You do it every year, several times a year, and it is a great touch point for people to experience the love of Jesus, especially with how you do it in your home and the welcome you provide. So thank you for that. Next. There are others I'm not going to mention, but I'm going to honor Alejandra and the English language class you're doing. It's a fantastic way for people to experience a little bit of the love that we have here. And also, a lot of us are involved in Maidenhead Food Share and contributing every week. And also, Hannah Lucas, you're doing a fantastic job with Recharge. I don't know where you are. You're here somewhere. There you are. Thank you for that. So all these little activities and events and gatherings, they are like the wells that we're building. And we're looking forward to an exciting year of building more wells. Building more wells where people can come and draw from that life-giving water. Just three of them I want to flag to you that we're going to be doing this year, and I want to encourage you to get involved in. We're going to be doing a Larchfield Easter event the week before Easter. We did it for the first time last year, and we were absolutely rammed with people. They were just so, so blessed that we were there during Easter doing stuff with their kids and unpacking a bit of the Easter story. So that's going to be great. Again, Larchfield Festival, it's going to happen again. It's going to be sunshine. We just pray for that every year. We're 4 years and running with nothing but blue sky and sunshine. We will do something on the high street at Christmas. It might look like Santa's, it might look a bit different, but we will have a presence on the high street at Christmas. The town council beg us to come back. The shopping centre, who are usually very iffy about people coming in, wanted us to come in and take over this year. So we've got great grace and relationships there. One of the things that we want to develop, and because it's one of the things that the Reveal Survey has told us, is that you're looking for more ways to serve people in need through the church. And those little wells, those touch points that happen week in, week out are great, but we also recognize that they can be a lot easier for people who don't work full time or people who have young children to access. So we want to really explore how can we give those of you who don't fit those models, who are working full time or maybe you don't have young kids, how can we give you opportunities to serve and bless people who are in need in our community? And we're going to be exploring that this year. We're going to have a bit of an event in April, a sort of a Freshers' Fair style thing, where we're going to get a few different agencies in. I'm looking at Kerry. She's looking nervous. We want to plug you in with what's going on, not just within the connections that we have as a church, but actually things that the council are doing, things that other churches are involved in as well. We want to make sure that everyone here feels that there's something that they can contribute to that blesses people who are not part of the church. So another area we want to focus on is social wells. You guys are very social, Ben and Sarah Wells, but there are other social wells. One of the fantastic ways people can connect with the body of Christ is through social events. You can probably all think about times when you've had fundraisers or pub quizzes or cinema trips, whatever it is, where it's really, it's a way for people to catch a glimpse of the love that we have for each other and the life of the Spirit that happens within our community. But not everyone can come and take a glimpse of that here on a Sunday morning. So we really want to encourage more of those social wells to be built. And guys, what we want to say is we would love to stand here as a leadership team and say we have organized social things that are happening week in, week out. We can't do it. But what we really want to do is get behind you. Any of you, if you've got an idea for an event you want to run, a fundraising event, a themed party, trips to places, socials, pubs, cinema, we really want to get behind you. We can help you advertise it. We can even get some people to help volunteer and set it up. There's possibly some funds. We want to encourage those of you, some of you are social butterflies, and we just want to encourage you to be social butterflies. And draw other people in a way that allows us to invite our friends who don't yet know Jesus and just catch a little glimpse of what's going on inside. So I'll leave that thought with you. Next slide, Graham. It's going to move. It's going to move. It's going to zoom in. It's going to happen anytime. Let me start telling you. The other day, I was down at the river. So I live by the river in Hurley, and I was down there with my kids checking out the flooding. I know it sounds a bit like disaster tourism, but it wasn't. A thought struck me as I was there that there were paths and gardens and fences and fields and trees. Keep moving on, Graham. That before stood separate and now had found themselves in the river. And you know what? It just struck me as a really powerful picture for this church called River. Actually, we want to be a church that has burst its banks. I know there's a lot of negative feeling around flooding at the moment, so work with the metaphor with me, guys. Work with the metaphor. If any of you have been flooded, then I'll pray for forgiveness for you. But we want to be a church that's burst its banks. Next picture, Graham. We want to be a church that has enfolded more people who aren't yet part of the stream, who at the moment are standing outside going, okay, so you go to this thing called church at a school. It's a bit weird. Don't know about that. We want those people to become part of the river. They were outside before. We want them to become part of the river. Our desire as a leadership team, and Kerry's already touched on this, is that Sunday mornings become more welcoming to newcomers, more appealing to outsiders, more relevant for people at different stages of their spiritual journey. We want River Church to be a place where people come because they feel like they can belong, regardless of what they believe or even how they behave. Now, there's a whole sermon involved in that, but we want to be a church that is defined by having Jesus at the center, in the middle, where we draw from. And do you know what? On the edges, things can get a bit messy. Not everyone's going to necessarily believe what we believe. Maybe people will be here who aren't behaving like we think they should behave. But you know what? There's a well in the middle with Jesus, and they've seen something that they like. So we want them to be able to be part of that river. And that means we're going to have to be willing to burst out. It just means we're going to have to be willing to burst out of the mold. So I'd like to challenge, I'm being challenged, and I'd like to challenge, pass that challenge on to you. To consider what happens when people come to church whose lives perhaps aren't as smooth as ours. What are we going to do? Are we going to allow the mess? Are we going to sacrifice, like Kerry said, to reach out to people who perhaps wouldn't naturally gravitate to on a Sunday morning? We want to make space for those who are exploring Jesus. And we want you to be part of that. So I'm excited about this year. We're excited as a leadership team. What's going to happen inside the life of the church and outside in the community that we're serving and blessing. Yeah, And yeah, our heart is, I mean, looking back over even the last few years, I would say the church is, the river is wider and the edges are messier. And it's fantastic seeing some of you here that are part of that river that would have before, you would have stood outside of it. You just wouldn't have been part of it. So that's really exciting. And my prayer is, let's have more, Lord. Let's have more. So I'm going to leave you with a challenge, because this is my challenge. What are you going to do? What is going to be your response as part of our desire to reach everyone in Maidenhead with a life-changing encounter with Jesus? For me, I know I can very easily do stuff like the Larkshire Festival and the Sanderson High Street. I'm great. And Laura will tell you I can be good at this in our relationship. I'll have like a blitz of romance and then I'll go quiet for months. I'm a bit like that with my desire to be hands-on with people in the community. I'll have a blitz. I'll be great at the event and I'll slog it and then I'll go a bit quiet. So the challenge I've laid down for myself is how am I going to journey with people who aren't part of church? How am I actually going to get alongside them this year? And for you guys, it might be different. It might be a smaller stepping stone. It might be something similar. And on the note of challenging, Kerry, I'm going to hand back over to you.
Thanks, Dave. We've given you lots of information this morning, and I'll test you all next week to make sure you've got it all just there. But what I want us to do is just sort of settle now and just focus a little bit on Jesus. And I just got a clip for you. Brace yourself. This is a bit psychedelic. Are you ready? Can you just run this for me, Graham? On the move. He's not standing still. And because he's moving, he's experiencing so many different and exciting things. And all he's doing is taking one step after another. And the things around him change and develop as he goes. He sees so many exciting things. What a life. And at the end, we see him with his backpack on and he's setting out again to the mountains in front of him. For me, the mountains, the hill of the Lord. If you think back in the Old Testament, Moses and the people of Israel gathered at the bottom of the Mount Sinai, and God was in the mountain and said, come up to the people. And they said, no, but we'll send him. And they sent Moses to meet with God. And no matter where we are today, whether we're exploring Jesus, whether we're growing in him, whether we're close to him, or whether we are centered with our lives on him, I want today to challenge you to go up the mountain, to not just let the leadership team go up there or a few kind of special people. And what I really want to ask you for today is a heart investment and commitment to move onward in your relationship with Jesus, growing in your love for him, and for other people. Are you prepared to move, no matter where you are? Do you know, if we stay where we are, we'll always have the same things around us, and we'll always do the same things. And the beauty of that clip is all the different things that are going on around him. In the past, on Vision Mornings, we've actually taken up a financial offering to support the project that we've launched to you. And we've said, will you invest financially and give us money to be able to make all these things happen? Today, I don't want to ask you for money. I actually want to ask you for something far more precious than money. I want to ask you to decide to make an investment of your heart into your spiritual journey with Jesus this year. We have here some checks that we've had printed. There's a stub on one side and there's a check on the other. And there's space for you to put your name, I, Kerry Davis, commit to invest in my relationship with Jesus during 2014. To invest means to devote time and effort into something. There'll be a cost to this. Only sign it if you're serious. It might mean you need to do some different things. It might mean you need to give up some things. It might mean you need to take up some new ones. But you know what? The Holy Spirit will walk you through that this year. That is between you and Him. And on these checks, there's a stub. And it's got space for you to write things on. It says, I am committing to, 1, 2, and 3, to grow with Jesus. And what we want you to do is, if you feel able to, is fill this check in, this side, tear it off, keep your stub, and keep that in your Bible, or on your fridge, or in your journal. And as the Holy Spirit speaks to you through the year about things you can do to grow in your relationship with Jesus, make a note of them and keep it. What we're going to do is we're going to hand around the offering baskets. And when you've filled in your check, I'm just going to ask you to put your check in the offering basket, just as you would do a financial investment. But this is an investment of your commitment to grow this year in your relationship with Jesus. I'm not going to keep these as a record. I'm not going to read them. We're not going to pore over them as a leadership team and spot who did and didn't and give you a black mark if you didn't. I'm just going to scoop them all up. But actually, it's a symbolic act for us this morning to say, you know what? Look at that journey Jesus has got for me. Look at the people Jesus wants to reach in our community. I am a part of that. You are a part of that. And we can stand still. And if you want to and you feel at this point in your walk, that's what you need to do, that's fine. Yeah? But my challenge is, let's say, Jesus, I'll go with you this year. Can I ask the welcome team to just distribute the checks so that everybody has one? Can you whip round and do that? Please take one, even if you don't want to fill it in. Take it and keep it, and just keep it as a reminder that Jesus wants to walk with you this year. He wants, you know, that thing I told you a few weeks ago about when you've got a child and you're wanting to cross a busy road, you know, the child grabs your hand, but you hold the child's hand. So how, no matter how firmly you're able to grip Jesus' hand this morning, he's got hold of your hand and he's not going to let you go. So just keep it until you need it. As I was praying this morning, God showed me this, which my good friend Linda gave to me as my birthday present a few weeks ago. It's an old-fashioned champagne flute. It's cut glass. It's really pretty. It's lovely when the light goes through it. And the Lord spoke to me about all the plans we've shared with you this morning, all the thoughts we've had, the stuff we want to do. And the Lord said, you know what? They're lovely. They're like this glass. But do you know what? This is really great when it's filled with bubbly, because that's what it's made for. And actually, the Lord was saying, I'm going to fill it with life. I'm going to fill the plans and the desires of your heart. I'm going to fill it with Holy Spirit life. And it's going to taste good. So, Angela is going to come up. Oh, she's here. Oh, seamless. And what we're going to do is we're just going to have a short time, just for a few minutes, as we bring our meeting to a close. I just challenge you now, just connect your heart to God. Just turn your heart towards the Lord. What does the Lord want to say to you? Where does he want to take you? And if you feel able to, and you want to, sign your check. Tear it off the stub. Keep the stub. And the offering baskets will come round as Angela leads us in some worship. And you can put it in as your declaration to the Lord. Do you know what? He's going to love it.